The title of today's Bible study is A Happy and a Free Man. A Happy and a Free Man. From the letter, the president's letter that we read earlier, it talks about how the society, the impact that the society have on our children, have on even the church. That is working with the truth. How much more the people out there? And when you look at the world, if I ask a lot of people, are you a free person? The answer will be yes, because maybe they are not under the slavery of another man. But the freedom that God promises us is absolute. It's everything. We'll be free from everything. Who might be free today? Nobody is harassing us. We have freedom of speech. We have freedom of association. You know, even though sometimes you talk and nobody wants to listen to you, even though you have the freedom, and so on. But man is not truly free. The human race is under bondage and curse. This world is like the prison yard for humans. From mental prison to medical prison, look at how many people. I was looking at the CDC's report that 6 in 10 Americans have chronic diseases. Is that freedom? That's not freedom. You have a heart problem, you have diabetes, you're suffering from, you're dealing with high blood pressure. With all these things, you cannot have freedom. Some are in financial prison. Prison all over us. Even the rich. There's one saying that the rich also cry. Man is not free. Man is not free in our today's world. We have diverse of problems. Everybody is dealing with his or her own problem. And this is very clear. This happens in Africa, it happens in Asia, it happens in Europe, it happens in America, all over the world. All over the world, man is not free. We are still in Satan's prison. And the Bible says he never gives freedom to his prisoners. And if you turn to the book of Job, let's start with the book of Job and let's see what Job said. Job was a great man, according to the Bible. He was rich. I think the richest in the East in those days. God blessed him with good family, blessed him with riches, and God even protected him from Satan touching him. But yet, look at what Job said in Job 14. Job 14:1. Job said, "Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble." Is of few days, and those days are full of trouble. You need to see how people suffer in this world. A lot of suffering. You see homeless people suffering. You see people that have job, they have shelter. You go to the hospitals, you see them suffering. You suffering all over the place. Trouble. And Job said, the rich man, a great man, a man of God, say his days are few, and those days are full of trouble. And if you turn to Isaiah 61, let's see what Jesus Christ said. Isaiah 61. Jesus Christ acknowledged this in Isaiah 61, that we truly need freedom. Isaiah 61. This is a prophecy about Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ acknowledged it somewhere in the book of Luke, but I want us to read the prophecy. Isaiah 61. It says, Isaiah 61 from verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. We may think that we are free, a free people, but yet our days are full of trouble. If you don't have trouble today, you see your relative, people around you suffering. And that is how the world is. And who will deliver us from this trouble? Who will open the prison doors for us? How? When? That's the question. But before we move further, let's go back to the book of Genesis and let's see how we got into all this. Let's see how we got into all this. If you know what a problem is, then we'll be able to solve the problem. Genesis 3. God had made man and put him in a garden and gave him power and dominion over every other thing that God had created on earth. But God told him and showed him two trees. He said, this one, you can freely eat any other trees, including this one. But this particular tree, don't touch it. Don't eat from it. The day you eat from it, that day you will surely die. This is the truth and the word of God. But in Isaiah, in Genesis 3, man began to look at that fruit that God told him, do not touch it, do not eat it, and began to desire it. And the serpent came, Satan came, and told him a little lie, just a little lie. And then man saw the reason to eat from that tree, because he so desired it. Genesis 3, from verse 4. I will read 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of it, of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the tree of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? This is what happens when we do the wrong thing. We'll not be able to pray again. We'll not be able to approach God because of the guilt that will fill our heart. Adam hid himself. But the Bible tells us, the Bible said, where can I go from your presence? Where can I go from your presence, Lord? If I go to the mountains, you will see me. Where will you hide from God? We cannot hide from God. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree, wherefore I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, the woman. So they started the blame game. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above all beasts of the field. And upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And if you see a serpent, if you see any snake or any serpent, you see that that curse is still there, still walk on their belly, and they still eat dust. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heels. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows, and thy conception, in thy conception, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. So this is the genesis of the whole problem. Man took of the fruit that God said, do not eat. But God knew the content of that fruit. God knows that that fruit contains death, suffering, sickness, diseases, all forms of punishment and evil. And God told him, don't eat of it. But when he ate it, God just explained to him what will happen. And that was how the suffering and the bondage that man faced today, that was how it all started, with a little lie. With a little lie. So man went into slavery because of lies. Because of lies. And who was this serpent? Was it just ordinary serpent? Jesus Christ says something in the book of John 8:44. John 8:44. Let's turn to John 8 and verse 44. Who was the serpent? John 8:44. I'll read from 42. Jesus Christ said, John 8:42 to 44. Jesus Christ said, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would have loved me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I out of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speak a lies, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So he was a murderer from the beginning and a liar from the beginning. He speaks lies as if they were true. And that was the man or the person that enslaved man up to this day with lies. How can man be free from the troubles that surround him all over? How can man be free? As long as we continue to eat that fruit that Adam and Eve did eat, we'll continue to suffer and we'll continue to have trouble. Because they told us that you are what you eat. Spiritually, that is true. Spiritually, that is true. We got into this through lies, and we will be free if we know the truth. The truth will set us free. The truth is the only force that can overcome lies. The world have been trying to, or the scientists, the smart people, and everybody, they have been working so hard to solve the problems that we have in this world. Millions and billions of dollars invested in research to solve the problem of debt. oh, can we have a heart transplant? Can we have a brain transplant? Can we have liver transplant? Can we have kidney transplant? Man invests a lot in researches to solve his problem, but they are not investing in the right direction. Only truth can set us free. Only truth can set us free. If man invests in the right direction, then we will be free. But we are not investing in the right direction. A lot of investment in weapons of mass destruction. Look at what Russia is doing in Ukraine. That's a lot of research. It took a lot of research to arrive at all those recent weapons that they are using there. That is not how to solve our problems. We cannot solve our problems in that way. Like what the president was saying about the society, telling us, you don't have to be a boy, you don't have to be a man or a woman. You can choose to be whatever you want to be. In fact, they have so many researches that are ready just for government to approve it. They can engineer a human they believe that will not have diseases, that will not have cancer, that will not suffer from any problem, and engineer that human. They can engineer a smart person, and the person grows and he becomes very smart, smart engineer, smart doctor. All these researches are ready, done. They're just waiting for government to approve it. But nobody is investing in the truth to know what the real problem is and what the real solution is. From Genesis, it is very clear that we got into this mess because of little lie. Little lie. And we will come out of it if we know the truth, embrace the truth, accept the truth, and walk with the truth. Then we will come out of this mess. If you turn to the book of Hosea 4:6. Hosea 4:6. Hosea 4:6. So with all the knowledge, with all the technology that we have, in the Bible days, they travel with donkeys and horses. But today we have the airplane, we have beautiful cars, and it makes transportation very easy. But our problems, we still have accidents, we still have troubles with that. We have phones, communication is very easy these days. But the more we bring all these things, the more we are falling deeper and deeper and deeper into the troubles that we face. The technologies are not solving our spiritual problems, not at all. Look at what the internet is doing to everybody. You see, people can hold their phone for 3 hours and they will not look up. They will pressing on the phone, checking one thing or the other. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? So the recent technologies and what we have today, they are not solution to man's problem. They will not free man from the shackles of Satan. They will not free man. And look at why we are still suffering. Look at why we still have diseases. Look at why we still have all the troubles that we have today. Isaiah 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. My people perish for lack of knowledge. For lack of knowledge. With all these researches, with all these technologies and everything, the Bible still describes us that we lack knowledge. We lack knowledge. They are removing God from the government. They're removing God from the schools. They're removing God from families. They're removing God from everywhere. So how would that happen? Jesus Christ said, the book of Isaiah 61 said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus Christ told us why the Spirit of the Lord was given to him to open the prison doors for mankind. And look at what Jesus Christ said in John 8:32. I'll read John 8:31-32. I'll wait till you find it. John 8:31-32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." This is the way of freedom for mankind. This is how we defeat death. This is how we defeat diseases and sicknesses. This is how we defeat the financial problems, all the challenges, all the problems that man faces today. This is how we will be set free from them. If we know the truth, embrace the truth, walk in the truth will make us free. And turn to John 17:17. John 17:17. And if you go back to, don't go back there after, I'm just trying to tell you something. Jesus Christ told them about the truth, and they said to him, "Oh, we are free. We are Abraham's children. We are free." That's how human reason. But Jesus Christ knew that man was not free. Man is not free. We are not free yet. John 17:17. "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." What is the truth? What is the truth? That's the question. What is the truth? Everything we hear there, out there, we see on the internet, everything is not the gospel. Everything you hear is not the truth. No matter how beautiful they sound, no matter how good they sound, it's not the truth. It's only truth that can make us free. Jesus Christ said in John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." The word of God is truth. "Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth." And if you turn to John 1:17. John 1:17. What is the truth? John 1:17. And it says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said to them, "If you continue in my word, you will be my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And where we read in John 17:17 tells us that the word of God is that truth. And Jesus Christ is the word of God, according to John 1 as well. And this is the only weapon that will free man. This is the only force that will free man from the bondage and the curse that we are living in today. The diseases, the wars, the bloodshed, hate, and everything that is going on in this world today. Only truth can set us free. If you know the truth about your brother or your sister, if you know the truth about why your brother is doing what he's doing, you will not hate your brother because of his behavior and his way of life. If you understand that we are all influenced negatively by Satan, then you will not hate anybody. You will love. You will love. Knowledge is the problem. We perish because of lack of knowledge. But Jesus Christ will teach us the truth. And we already have the truth in our hands. We have the truth in our hands. Do we invest time in knowing the truth, learning about the truth, and walking in the truth? And in Luke 4:18, Jesus Christ fulfilled the prophecy in Isaiah 61 verse 1, where he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." So I won't take you there. If you turn to 1 John 3:8 tells us that the truth is the only thing that will set us free. The truth. 1 John 1 John 3:8. Say, "He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." The Son of God, Jesus Christ, manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil that we see all over. Hatred, fornication and adultery, bloodshed, wickedness, all over. Everything that God saw in Genesis 6 that made God destroy the world, we see all of them today. And yet only Jesus Christ will destroy the works of Satan. And he will destroy it with the truth. That's the word of God. If you turn to John 14:6. John 14:6. We are talking about how, who. John 14:6. Jesus Christ said, John 14:6 said, "Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." So we got into this just because of little lie. We accepted little lie. We accepted, it's not even a little lie, it's a big, it was a big lie. We accepted lies. And today, for us to be free, we need to accept the truth. We need to accept the truth and live by the truth. And that is how man, that is the only way out of the bondage that man faced today. For man to be free, we must accept the truth and live by the truth. And look at what the Bible says about truth in Ephesians 6:14. Ephesians 6:14. So we don't take the word of God for granted. We don't take the word of God for granted. We must take the word of God seriously. This is very important. We must sieve everything we hear. And we must make sure that we are taking in the writing. We are taking in the truth. Ephesians 6:14. It says, "Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." You must stand strong. You must hold the truth very strongly. The truth is the key. You must hold the truth very strongly. This is very important. Truth. We need truth. We need it. That's how we become free. The truth will set us free if we know it. And the Bible encourages us to hold it very strong. Don't throw it away. Don't trade it in for anything. Hold it very strong. Do you know the truth? Do you know the truth? You have it in your hand. You have the word of God. You don't wait for anybody to teach you the word of God. You can read it yourself. You can pray to God to open your eyes to understand it. You can fast and pray to know the truth. The Bible, Jesus Christ, assures us that if we seek, we will find. If we knock, that the door will be opened unto us. If we ask, that it will be given unto us. He didn't say that a pastor will ask for you. He didn't say that anybody or any other person will ask for you. So if you seek, we must learn to seek. Study our scriptures, read, pray to God, and sincerely ask Him to open our eyes to understand the truth. You have the truth. And at any point in time, if anybody comes, no matter who that person is, and tells you what is not written in the Bible, don't accept it. Always go back to the Bible. Make sure that what you are accepting and what you are receiving is the truth. Because that was what exactly removed man from the Garden of Eden in the first place. He accepted that lie. He accepted it. We must learn how to resist the devil. The Bible says resist him and he will flee. The devil is not that strong. The Bible says resist him and he will flee from you. So let's remember that we can always seek. And Jesus Christ promises us that when we seek, we will find. When we knock, that he will open the door for us. And when we ask, that he will give us what we ask for. So let's always remember to do all these things. Because now we have time. God has given us time and the opportunity to do this. Even though we live in Satan's world, yet God has given us the opportunity to learn the truth. God has set us on a path of freedom, and we must ensure that we remain on this path, walk on this path, walk with Jesus Christ, and we must ensure that we will be free when Jesus Christ returns. And if you turn to the book of Daniel chapter 2, I'll take you to the book of Daniel chapter 2. God promises us, God tells us that man will be free. One day, man will be free. God will destroy this entire prison called the world, called the earth. God will destroy it completely. And God will open the prison doors for all of us. There will be no more sickness. There will be no more pain. There will be no more trouble. Even people that kill and do so many things to be rich. The Bible says that the streets of that city is of gold. Gold. On the street, walk on the street of gold. Daniel 2:34. God revealed to Daniel, God revealed to King Nebuchadnezzar what would happen after him. He was a great king. God blessed him and gave him power over nations. And God revealed to him and showed him an image, a great image, and showed him a stone, a little stone that was cut off without hand. And that stone fell on that image and crushed that image completely. And that stone grew and grew and grew and overshadowed the entire world. And he was asking and seeking for interpretation. His wise men and the astrologers, they didn't have clue, because only God can reveal secrets. And God is the only one. The Spirit of God tells us about the things of God. Those people did not have the Spirit of God. Daniel, the book of Daniel 2:34-45. Daniel 2:34-45. So the king had this dream and God revealed this to him, and he was so afraid. He was looking for interpretation. He was asking the wise men in Babylon to tell him the dream and the interpretation. They said, we can't tell you the dream. You have to tell us the dream. Then we'll tell you the interpretation. But Daniel came from 34 and told the king. I'll read from 31. Daniel said to the king, Thou, O King, sawest, and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arm of silver, his belly and his thigh of brass, his leg of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest still a stone was cut out without hand, which smote the image upon his feet, that were of iron and clay, and break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This stone crushed this image, and the wind carried them away. There was no place found for them under the sun again. That is how God will destroy this prison called the world. God will destroy it, and it will not have any place in God's kingdom. Thou, O King, as the King of kings, the God of heaven, had given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, and the fowl of heaven, had he given into thy hand, and have made thee ruler over them all. Thou art the head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom, inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces, and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toe part of potter clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest iron mixed with merry clay. And as the toe of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with merry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all this kingdom, and it shall stand forever. For as thou sawest, the stone was cut out of mountain without hand, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God have made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation is sure. So, gave him, said, this dream is certain, the interpretation is sure. It must surely happen. The stone that was cut off without hand, what is that stone? What is that stone? We are approaching the day of trumpets. The day of trumpets. That stone is Jesus Christ, the truth. The truth. Jesus Christ is that stone. And that stone will crush that entire image which represents the world, and the world powers, and the world civilization, and the world technologies, and all the nonsense that is going on in the world today. Jesus Christ, the truth, will grind them into pieces, and there will be no place for them in God's kingdom. So that stone is Jesus Christ. That stone is the day of trumpet. The Bible said the Lord will descend with the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So Jesus Christ will return, and he will destroy this world. He will destroy the prison. This prison will be destroyed, and he will destroy it with the truth. And he will destroy it with the truth. And one day, man will be happy, and man will be free. We'll be happy, and we will be free. If you turn to the book of Isaiah 11, Isaiah 11, 6 to 9. Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11. Okay, I will read from 1. Isaiah 11, 1. Isaiah 11, 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked with the rod of his mouth. What is the rod of his mouth? That's the truth, the word of God. Jesus Christ will smite the world with the word of God, which is the truth. And that is how he will open the prison door for all of us. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reign. The wolf shall also dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kids, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed their young ones, shall lie down together, and lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the horns of the asp, and the winged child shall put his hands on the crocodile's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountains, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. You see, from this place, you see what we read initially from the book of Hosea, and it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The Bible says that knowledge will be in abundance. The knowledge of God will fill the earth. And when the knowledge of God fills the earth, we have the knowledge of the truth. We know the truth. We will no longer fight each other. We will appreciate each other. We will love each other. There will be peace. We will have peace. No more war. No more fight. No more quarrel. Because God's, there will be understanding. There will be knowledge of the truth. And it will fill the entire earth. So we have the problem we have now because we live in lies. Our world is built in lies. We think that we are what we are not. We accord to ourselves what we are not. What, we are not even close. The Bible says that we are dust. How can a dust say, I can do this, I can do that, I am this, I am that? The Bible says that we are just dust. Dust. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But we don't say that. We build the life around us on falsehood. On falsehood. I am this. I am that. I will do this. I will do that. I am better than this. I am better than that. Nonsense everywhere. The Bible says that when the knowledge of God fills the earth, everybody will live in peace. We will live in peace. We will have peace. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The lion will eat straw. The lion will eat straw. The lions that live in the wild will eat straw. The lions that live, the biological lions, will no longer cause diseases. The pathogens, we no longer cause diseases and death. The biological lions, all this nonsense that's going on, sicknesses and diseases, everything, everywhere will be calm because God's knowledge will fill the earth. Jesus Christ will set us free with the truth, which is the word of God. We got into this because of lies, because we accepted lies. And when the truth of the word of God comes, will be free. Man will be free and man will be happy. If you turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2, 4. Isaiah 2, verse 4. Talking about Jesus Christ as well. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up swords against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. There'll be no more war. There'll be no need to build warships, war planes. There'll be no war need to produce firearms and bullets. There'll be no need, because we will all live in peace. And only the truth can make this happen. Only Jesus Christ and us. Because Jesus Christ will teach us the truth, like Satan taught them lies, and they were willing to accept the lies. Jesus Christ will teach us the truth, and we must be willing to accept that truth and live by that truth. Open our heart. Jesus Christ said in the book of John, says, if anyone keeps my commandment and loves me, I and my Father will come in and will make our abode in him. We must open our hearts to receive the truth, and we must accept the truth. The human method of solving the human problem can never solve our problem. It will never happen. It will continue to make our problems more complex every day by day. Only God, only the truth, only the word of God can set us free. If you turn to the book of 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Corinthians 15, 52, 1 Corinthians 15, 52, First Corinthians 15, 51. Start from 51. First Corinthians 15, 51. Say, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thank be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the truth, the word, everything to us. The Bible said, God will clothe us with incorruption, incorruptible bodies. If we have incorruptible bodies, we will not be sick anymore. Diseases will be defeated. If we have incorruptible body, death will be defeated, because they will not have power over us anymore. This is how God, Jesus Christ, will free us from the bondage of today. This is how Jesus Christ will free us. Give us incorruptible body. Give us incorruptible minds. Give us incorruption. Clothe us with incorruption and immortality. If my body cannot be corrupted, how will bacteria or virus or anything get in there to corrupt it, to cause disease? Diseases will be defeated, sicknesses will be defeated, death will be defeated completely, because God will give us immortal body, and he will give us incorruptible bodies. And this is our hope. This is the hope of mankind. This is our hope. the hope of those who believe that one day we will be free and we will be happy. We will be free and we will be happy. Revelation 24, Revelation 20:14. Revelation 20:14. Revelation 21, 4, sorry, Revelation 21. Revelation 21, 4. Revelation 21, 4, and it says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." We are talking about the truth. The Bible says, God will wipe away all tears. There will be no more pain. There will be no more sorrow. No more trouble. And it assures us that these words, they are true and they are faithful. We can hold them very strongly. We will defeat Satan. Jesus Christ will defeat Satan for us, and he will defeat him with the truth. Jesus Christ will destroy this entire prison. He will destroy it. This entire prison called the world. Jesus Christ will destroy it according to Daniel chapter 2. Jesus Christ will crush it into pieces. And man will be free and happy. If you turn to Revelation 21:21. Revelation 21:21. It's talking about the kingdom of God. The Bible said, "Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, what God prepared for those who love him." And Jesus Christ assures us in John 14 that he's preparing a place for us. So you see, all these things that Satan is offering us, the riches and the troubles of this world. Jesus, the Bible says in Revelation 21:21, "And the 12 gates," talking about the kingdom, "and the 12 gates repel every several gates was one. One pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. The street, pure gold. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Jesus Christ will make sure that Satan is completely defeated and removed. Satan and the false prophets, everybody that tells lie, because lie brought us exactly where we are today. And God will not welcome a liar in his kingdom. God will not welcome a liar in his kingdom. God will remove Satan, the false prophets, the abominables. You will never see them in the kingdom of God. The gates will be open every time, at all time, because you have nothing to fear. No fears, no troubles, no pain, no diseases. God will wipe away all tears, and the earth will be filled with peace, because we will have the knowledge of God, and we will live by the truth. Turn to Revelation 22. Revelation 22, 1. Revelation 22, 1. Revelation 22, 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it. And on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruits every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. We will have access to the tree of life again. The Bible says there will be no more curse. There will be no more curse. Like in Genesis chapter 3, where God said, you will suffer and suffer till you return to dust. The Bible said there will be nothing like that anymore. There will be nothing like that anymore. We'll have access to the tree of life and the pure water that flows from the throne of God. There will be no diseases, no pain, no sicknesses, no more war, no more hate, no more evil. We'll live at peace, we'll be happy, and we'll be free. We will be free from sin, we'll be free from pain, we'll be free from all these things that you see in the world today. But when we talk about freedom, you know that even in America, when they talk about freedom, you are not free to break the law, right? You are not free to break the law. In the kingdom of God, we will be free, but we will not break the law. We will live according to God's law. We will keep God's law. God, we will have heart transplant anyways. God will give us the mind of Jesus Christ. And we will not even think of sin. It will not even come in because the source will be removed completely. So, from all the concerns that we see today, all the concerns that we have today, everything that is going on around us, the sufferings that we see around us, sometimes we lose our loved ones. I've lost so many loved ones, so many family members, and I believe that must have happened to each and every one of us. Last month, we lost one of our sisters, Miss Ali, and Mr. Morris is no more here. We've lost so many people, and we are mourning every time. We are in pain. If you go to the hospital, you see people on the ventilators, people suffering, people with one leg, people who cannot talk, people who cannot function properly because of the curse from Genesis 3 and so on. And these are all going. But look at what Jesus Christ tells us in John 14:1. John 14:1. When you see all these things going on, the way our world is going, and everything that's going on in America about gender issues and so on, all these things are going on. We still have assurances from God the Father and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ tells us in John 14:1, say, let not your heart be troubled. It's not the time to be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. It's time to believe the truth. It's time to embrace the truth. Not the time to be worried, not the time to complain. It's time to believe in God, and it's time to believe in Jesus Christ. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. This is what we should be doing right now, brethren. We must ensure that our belief, our faith in God is growing every day by day, stronger and stronger. Must be sure that we are standing at all times, standing, holding the truth very strongly, because the truth is what will set us free. Jesus Christ said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. You may be also. Jesus Christ tells us here, it's not the time to worry. It's not the time to worry. It's the time to believe in God. It's the time to believe in Jesus Christ. Believing in Jesus Christ means doing what he asks you to do. keeping his commandments. That is the definition of faith and belief in Jesus Christ. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you keep his commandments. If you don't keep his commandments, you don't believe in him. If you believe that he is the truth, the way, and the life. If you believe that if you keep his sayings, you will not see death according to him, according to Jesus Christ, then we need to believe and we need to order our steps, our everyday life, according to everything that's written in this scripture, in the Bible. Because that is how man will become free and happy. When he receives the truth, and the truth will displace the falsehood that Satan has put in us all these years. Jesus Christ said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Instead, believe in God, believe also in me." Lastly, please turn to Proverbs 23:23. Proverbs 23:23. Proverbs 23, verse 23. This is what the Bible tells us, and this is very important, because I know if you go to the internet, there's a lot of knowledge, a lot of teachings, a lot of things going on everywhere. Whatever you seek, you find it in the internet. But everything you hear is not the gospel. Proverbs 23:23 says, "Buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding." Buy the truth, buy wisdom, buy instruction, and buy understanding. Do not sell them. Buy the truth and sell it not. Because we'll be free and we'll be happy if we accept the truth, if we hold the truth strongly, if we walk according to the truth, which is the word of God. So if you have the truth today, don't sell it. Don't give it up. Protect it. Keep it. Grow it every day by day. Read your Bible like the stone that destroyed the image that grow. Ensure that you are growing in the word of God, in the truth, every day by day. It's not a time to throw away the truth or to sell it. It's a time to keep it and grow it and grow it. And if we do this, brethren, when Jesus Christ returns to set us free from this bondage, from this world, we will receive incorruptible bodies, we will receive immortal bodies, and we will be happy and we will be free.